This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It's Bishcake, CB, and JP. That is the foursome. Remember, coming up at 8:45, your chance to win tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. Coming up on Wednesday, May 28th, so just a couple of weeks. Stay tuned for that. But I said that there was some Commanders schedule news. There's actually NFL schedule news. And there's Commanders schedule rumors, which we will get into. But the latest news... I'm getting this from ProFootballTalk.com, is the Cowboys and Eagles have officially been announced as the league's opener with the game in Philadelphia for the traditional Thursday night kickoff at the home of the Super Bowl champions.
What's the date of that?
I think it's September 4th.
Yeah. September 4th. Thursday, yeah. September 4th.
Correct, though.
That kicks off the season. So then that obviously has... trickle-down effects for all the Kevin Sheehans of the world.
For the mock schedulers.
Yeah, they try to figure out. Because there was some speculation, right, that Washington might have been involved in that?
Sure. They're obviously going with the division opponent.
Right.
A lot of times you have the defending champs. So it's the defending champs against the Cowboys, not the Commanders.
If it were the Commanders, you have a rematch of the NFC title game. That could have been the sexy way to kick off the
that's
season.
That's actually, the NFL kind of fumbled this one.
It's kind of been the
it's kind of
skins.
It's kind of a meh matchup.
But the Cowboys side, are America's team.
I know.
Cowboys are always a draw, and
I know
everybody's fiending for any sort of NFL action at that point. So
they won't even care.
So you know that people are going to tune in.
I know that, like, but it's not as marquee as it should be. It's not as marquee. Commanders, Eagles would be marquee.
I can see that.
Eagles, I think they play the Lions this year. That would be marquee. I think Kansas City plays the Eagles. That'd be marquee.
Yeah, but they're saving that. They don't need to bring out the big guns for
They had Ravens Chiefs last year.
I understand. I'm just
you can bring out the big guns.
This is a
you
pretty can. Big one though.
It's not that it's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 7.
I mean,
you're
factoring in the fact that the Cowboys were bad last year and Dak was hurt. Mm-hmm. But you know, the years before that, they were winning double-digit games. I think,
but haven't they lost a lot, like, along their offensive line in particular?
Yeah, but they just drafted somebody in the first round.
Yeah.
And they added George
Booker.
Pickens to the mix. Mm-hmm. They're an interesting team. To kind of follow up on this, and if you're a Commanders fan, you can tell us if you're disappointed. Maybe you wanted them to play in the opener. 800-636-1067 is the number to chime in. It's been leaked that the Chiefs and Chargers are going to play in Brazil. Now, that usually is a Friday, right?
Friday night, yeah.
So you're going to have Thursday where you've got Super Bowl champs, the Eagles take on the Cowboys. Then the next day you'll have their opponent in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs, another division game, take on the Chargers in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big leak related to the Commanders. And Dan Quinn answered this in Spanish at his press conference the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Commanders are rumored to play in Madrid against the Dolphins in Week 11.
Yeah, I saw it was either going to be the Commanders or the Bengals.
So Commanders might be on the international stage.
So if that happens, that counts as a road game for who?
For Washington.
It's actually a road game for Washington.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a home game for Miami.
Home game for Miami. All right, good. Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, you get an odd number of home games. I mean, it can be an odd number of home games. Like, one year you're going to have 8, one year you're going to have 9. I'm not even sure what it is for the Commanders this year because you have a 17-game season. Do you like that schedule news? 800-636-1067.
If they play in Spain, what time will the game be then? Would it be butt early like all these other international games?
It would be probably...
Yeah. It would be a 9:30 start.
Yeah, because they're, 6 or 7 hours ahead? That makes sense.
Hate it.
Love it.
I just don't like that.
Like, if you tell me that there's an NFL game at 9:30, I don't care if it's Jags and Texans from a rain-soaked Wembley Stadium. I'm up and watching it.
Yeah.
I'm an addict. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, but I'd rather be somebody else and still wait for my traditional 1 o'clock so I can be in my routine.
Well, here's the problem.
It's routine.
Your routine is going to get thrown for a big monkey wrench because there's going to be a lot of primetime games.
I got to get mentally prepared for these games. I got to lock in.
You got to get ready because there aren't going to be that.
How do you lock in for a 9 a.m. game?
There aren't going to be that many 1 p.m. kickoffs for you this upcoming fall.
Kelsey moved to L.A. a couple years ago. And when we went there last time, I hooked up with our buddy Mike, mm-hmm. Rob's brother, and they both were saying it's amazing that when you watch like games at 10,
right,
and then you watch your 4 o'clock slate at 1, that you still have the rest of like the evening.
We wake up the majority of our days at 4:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem with the 9:30 kick? I got no issue with it.
I don't have a problem.
None.
How many Commanders fans are going to make a week of it in Spain, though? That'd be awesome. Now, Jason spent his honeymoon in Spain.
I mean, no chance.
That would be awesome. I mean, it'd be expensive, but I think that would be awesome to do a road trip.
I'm sure a lot of people will. Not a lot, but some people will.
Don't invite me.
Well, I don't think you're going to get invited.
Yeah.
You're such a grump.
You don't look like you'd be a fun person to go to Spain.
I don't want to go.
You have a lot of sangria, EB.
I'm not really a sangria guy.
Tapas.
I like tapas.
Yeah, small plates.
You know what?
Give me big plates.
Instead of small plates, you just get a bunch.
I know. I try different things.
I know how tapas works.
You get some pregame paella.
Yeah. Paella is awesome.
I don't know. Maybe I should like it because then you could do actually something afterwards.
And I think while the Thursday night would have appeal to play in that first game, you can get in the routine of your Sundays.
I actually don't know that I'm ready to challenge the Eagles again after that shellacking right on week one. I'm actually kind of glad that we're not the open. Let's let our new corner settle in a little bit. Let's figure out what we're doing with Kinlaw. Let's get this defense locked down.
You don't want to throw Debo their way?
I don't want to necessarily challenge
them. You don't want to make a statement?
I don't necessarily think we're going to be dramatically better at week one, you know.
I would disagree. I think it would be the perfect time to play them. You're at your all-time healthiest, right?
They're loosey-goosey getting their rings.
Yeah, they're getting their rings. You just lost your season at their place in the NFC Championship game, and then you're seeing them raise the banner. Dan Quinn could fire up a team. You think that wouldn't be some extra motivation
going into the link after that? It would be, but I would rather play them when we're a little bit more gelled and we're a little bit more together, know what we're doing.
You got Cliff in his new bag with all of his new toys he gets to play with.
Yeah, but let's give Lane from Tech. Let's give him a couple weeks.
So what he's saying is he wants a nice, soft, cushy spot to open. He wants 2025.
Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily want. I mean, that team drummed us. I mean, we had beaten them a few weeks earlier, but I mean, they basically humiliated
all right,
us.
So
who do you want to open up with then? Like Carolina?
That'd be great.
No. I heard Kevin Sheehan. He was breaking down his mock schedule. I don't know if it's fully out yet or if he's doing it this week because the real thing comes out Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I think he said that 4 of the last 5 years, the Commanders have played at home for their opener.
Uh-huh.
So his theory is they're going to open on the road.
All right.
So maybe you want to open against the Giants.
So division game.
I'd be fine with that.
Because your other road dates are outside of the division. The Packers, the Chiefs. We know it won't be the Chargers because they're opening in Brazil. The Vikings. Ooh, maybe you get J.J. McCarthy, stumbles out of the gate, perhaps. Not the Dolphins because we're expecting that to be in Madrid. Spain. Or Falcons.
That's a great one.
Commanders at Falcons. Could Michael Penix in what, wanna, second or third start?
We are. Hey, listen. With in college football, you know, maybe they do, but a lot of times, you know, you get a cupcake or two early on before you get
generally
going.
Generally, yes.
Right? Yep. In basketball, it's kind of that way. Mm-hmm.
We are two different-minded people. I would be
my way up to it.
No, I would be butt-sized to kick in the door, screaming like a banshee.
Yeah, but your all team's already established.
So by process of elimination, we already know.
It was yours.
In week one,
championship game.
In week one, if it's an away game, it's not Philly, it's not Dallas, and it's not Miami.
Right.
So it's one of those teams that I mentioned. If it's an away game, it's either the Giants, the Packers. The Chiefs are scheduled to be in against the Chargers in Brazil. You can cross them off the list. If they start on the road, it's either against the Giants, the Packers, the Vikings, or the Falcons.
How come you didn't say Chargers?
Because the Chargers are playing the Chiefs in Brazil.
Yeah.
Where that's the rumor.
Right. That's going
to
be the
Friday. Starting to narrow it down now.
So that would be the Friday
now
night
game,
correct?
Now I see how Kevin Sheehan does it, how he does his
mock Brazil draft. Game is right after the opener. Yeah,
it's that Friday night.
You know what? Give me the Giants. Give me the Giants.
I think the Giants is a good spot. I think the Vikings, I mean, I think McCarthy's going to do well, but maybe in game one he doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared of the Falcons either.
I'm not scared of the Falcons.
Not scared of the Falcons. Why would you be scared of them?
Now, none of this is confirmed, right?
Well, Bijan Robinson is actually pretty good.
Now, maybe this game seems like a lock. Yeah, I guess the Chiefs-Chargers, but they've got Vikings at Steelers in week four in Ireland. They've got Vikings at Browns. Mm-hmm. In England.
Those are just leaks.
London in week five. So the Vikings are doing back-to-back games in the United Kingdom? That seems crazy.
That's just a leak, right? That's just a prediction.
Well, the Jags just did that.
Yeah, the Jags were there for two
weeks.
But the Jags are kind of famous for their owner liking to be over there and not filling their own stadium. It's surprising that the Vikings would be on the road for two games in Ireland and England.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Hmm. You guys saw, before I go to these calls, you saw the clips of Shador. By most accounts, people were giving him rave reviews for several of his different throws. Now, again, it's just mini camp, whatever. But it's almost like it might reverse work out for him, even though I think he's in a terrible situation with all these quarterbacks in front of him. But just by being a fifth-round pick, the expectation now is so low that he can only surprise you when he makes good plays.
Yeah, well, we'll talk to Daryl. Is it Reuter or Ryder?
Ryder.
It's Ryder.
We'll talk to him next segment about that.
Because he's
Cleveland.
I think
Gabriel looked good in the clips, too.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Except for the one clip which went viral where there was a reporter saying that he thought he was taller than him. Uh-huh. Gabriel's short.
He is.
All right, real small quick, dude. Let's go, let me see here. Let's go to Nick. Nick, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the Chuckies.
Nick from Welcome, Maryland. That's me.
That's right. Hey,
welcome.
Nick.
What's up?
I don't like any of the traveling, to be honest with you, the next is very vulnerable. I'm not trying to say anything bad, but the players already have Thursdays they have to deal with and get their time clock right. Now you ship them across, you know, an 18-hour flight and whatever it is, and then you kind of come back and get caught back up with what's going on with all that. You know, we got Toronto, I mean, right over the border, who killed having an NFL team. They would love it. Buffalo won't let it happen. But if that's what they're doing, because I think the NFL is afraid that they're coming to where they can't expand anymore. They can't bring anybody. They're scared that.
Hey, can I make a bet on him?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Does anyone want to take this bet that he's never traveled to Europe or Africa or South America?
Ooh, you think he's wrong, never left the continental United States?
Yeah.
I mean, he just sounds like an uncultured hillbilly?
No, because he just said it was 18 hours to get to Spain. And I'm betting on he's never
Nick,
been.
Nick, he thinks you're an uncultured hillbilly.
You nailed it, man. That's me, boss.
It was hard to bet on him.
I'll be honest. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
I'm not saying it's not a long flight, but 18 hours.
Yeah, he's way off on his math.
Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, long time no here, right?
Where you been, Marky
like
Mark?
Called.
Working, man. Working.
Working? All right.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday, guys. May the 4th be with you.
Thank you.
Look, I was just telling the screen caller that now that we know the Eagles are playing the Cowboys on Thursday night, it's almost assured that Washington's probably going to open up the season on Monday night against the Lions. Because if, you know, and
I don't want that one either.
He's
running scared. I'm scared of that one a little bit. I am a little bit scared.
Why are you so scared? You went in their place and beat their asses in the playoffs.
We just smoked them so bad.
Yeah, what are you scared of?
It's hard to duplicate that.
Stop being so scared.
It's hard to duplicate.
The game is here, though, Eric.
Yeah?
The game is here.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
Why are you scared?
Aren't you anti-golf?
You're not a golf believer. I do think it sucks. But is he going to throw 4 picks again?
Unlikely.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he throws 5.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Sorry.
No, honestly,
did Mark pick the Commanders to go like 15-2 last year? Or something
like that. I think he had him undefeated like through week 11 or something. Like he had something bizarre.
I mean, that part was crazy, but
he ended up being close to right.
They had 14 wins if you include the postseason.
He might be a seer. By the way, if you get a nonstop to Madrid, it's 8 hours.
Yeah, he said
it's
18.
Not 18.
Right. Well,
you're not flying to like India.
Yeah, JP picked
you
up
made
on
me
that,
feel bad for a second that I said
well,
that.
That's what you were doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, he threw the 18 hours, and yes, he sounded like a hillbilly.
Let's go to Mo Largo. Mo, what's up, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I'm with Valdez on this one. Why not make a statement right out the gate? You know, I mean, we got a lot of new toys. We're at our healthiest. Maybe somewhat of a Super Bowl hangover. I don't see why not. And EB, you gotta poke your chest out a little bit. I mean, you have so much bravado in you. I know that you love your boys. You can't be scared, bro. Like
I'm a little bit scared. I think the Lions are really good. I think the Lions are really good.
I mean, but are we not really good?
No,
I mean,
we're pretty good too. We're pretty good for sure.
New weapons.
We're, you know, we're pretty good.
I mean, at some point, you got to believe. So, but yeah, I'm with Valdez on this one. I mean, it's a great opportunity to make a statement. And also, if we play on the Thursday night game, would that count for our Thursday night game for the season? Because if so, that would be a great benefit to get that out,
to get it out of the way.
Short week during the season. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that plays.
Good thought.
But, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, man. Here's the thing about with the Lions. I think they're really good. Wouldn't you argue? I mean, the last 2 years, they've been one of the top
they're
two
very
or three,
good.
Right?
Of course.
Well, yeah, they got 15 wins last year in a regular season, whatever. You think we're going to smoke them 2 games in a row?
I think they've got
the
a good shot
we're
at beating them.
Smoke them 2 games
why
in
do
a
you
row?
Have to smoke them?
Yeah, why can't you
why
get
don't you,
a 3
you can win
win?
By 1 point.
All right, so you think
their defense couldn't
win
stop
two
Washington
games in
at
a row
all
against them? Huh?
Their defense couldn't stop Washington.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, they also
at
had
all.
100 guys.
I would say I would feel better because it was here.
They're
going to
have Hutchback. He is a difference maker, but
yeah.
Still
well,
not
I've
that
seen
scary.
Videos. He looks a little banged up still.
Okay, well, still.
What do you mean banged up?
Still
is he limping
away from
stuff?
The game?
Like they just showed some of his rehab, and people were questioning whether he would be ready for the season. Like, he didn't look great.
Mm.
Okay.
For, you know, the people that analyze those things.
Right, okay.
It looked fine to me. Right. Running on a treadmill. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the Cleveland Browns. One of the biggest stories in the NFL is Shedeur Sanders still. He's battling for a job, really, as a fifth-round draft choice, battling with Dylan Gabriel, who's drafted in the third round above him. Daryl Ryder, radio host for 92.3 in Cleveland. He'll join us next here on The Junk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, and we're streaming live all across the country on the free Odyssey app, where you can take us on the go. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Metallica. I've prepped a game. Who said that?
Okay, good.
So that's coming up in 20 minutes. But right now, we're going to talk some Cleveland Browns. Maybe sprinkle in some Cavs with Daryl Ryder, who covers the Browns.
Yes, sir.
For 92.3 in Cleveland. What's up, Daryl?
I might have to charge extra if you want to talk some Cavs after watching that disaster last night.
What was the halftime score? You can just get that out of the way. I mean, it was like 80-40, something like that.
80-39.
39, yeah. You gave them an extra point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just brutal.
They could have doubled their score in the third quarter, and still be losing in the game. Yeah, it was that. I've seen a lot of ugly games in all three sports over my years here in Cleveland. Last night, that was an all-timer for the Cavaliers. So congratulations to them.
Are you gonna personally bring some ice to Donovan Mitchell's ankle? Because if that doesn't get better,
help him out.
No, but they better call Mr. Miyagi because their season is potentially going to be over tomorrow night, and there's going to have to be some tough conversations about the future of this team. They built a real nice regular season team, but this would be the third straight year that they basically get punked and dominated in an elimination playoff series. The Knicks did it to them 3 years ago, which started off that soft narrative, beat him in five games. Last year against Boston, they didn't have Jared Allen. They had a couple of guys that weren't 100% for that series. So you could say, well, they weren't 100% and injuries, whatnot. But the Celtics, you know, punked them. And then this series, yeah, not 100%, but it took until game four with all the extracurriculars that the Indiana Pacers were up to, shoving guys midair. You know, DeAndre Hunter dislocated his thumb on one of those plays in game one. Evan Mobley suffered an ankle injury in game one. Kenny Atkinson, the head coach, was furious about that, felt that the Pacers had crossed the line, didn't want to criticize the officiating, didn't want to call the Pacers dirty, but there have been a lot of extracurriculars, and Hunter got punched in the gut, and he finally, you know, reacted with that shove that probably should have gotten him thrown out of that game. But yeah, this team does not react well or respond well to physical play. And that is a major, major problem if you want to consider yourself to be an NBA championship contender.
Well, do you feel like they would be leading the series if they had Mobley, Garland, and Hunter healthy from the start?
I do. Yeah. And what's maddening and frustrating is that game two loss, they were up seven with a minute to play,
right,
and they blew that lead. The Pacers did to the Cavaliers what they did when they eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks, right? They're coming from behind in the final minute there, winning the game. But they blew that one, even without having those guys on the floor. Donovan Mitchell, all-time 48-point performance, spectacular, LeBron-esque type of a performance, and it just absolutely got wasted. For me, if they lose this series, it's that game two loss is what I'm going to point to as the turning point with the season going south. Sure, didn't help that, you know, Evan Mobley got hurt and DeAndre Hunter got hurt and Darius Garland had been hurt and now Donovan Mitchell's hurt. Yes, you can point to injuries. The bottom line is they don't match the physical intensity of their opponents in the postseason. That's been the narrative or the rub on them for 3 years now, and they're doing nothing to dispel that notion.
All right, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the Browns and From your perspective, take us back to sort of a draft weekend and when all this went down, Shador was dropping, everybody was wondering where he was going to end up. And of all places, Cleveland, where they had taken a quarterback earlier, what was their rationale at the time for taking both those guys?
Why not? They don't have a franchise quarterback. Why not?
Just keep swinging?
Yeah. Keep swinging. Yep. You know, they had Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco in the quarterback room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a secret that they were going to draft a quarterback. And I'll be honest with you, I was not surprised they drafted two quarterbacks. And the fact that Shador fell to day three, round five, 144 overall, and then the Browns mercifully made that trade with the Philadelphia Eagles to go get him, I felt like that was a why not move. Well, he's there. We got two picks. We really don't care about. Why not? Let's just go get the kid and see if there's a little something, something there. What I didn't get was them drafting Dylan Gabriel at the time. That was a puzzling move. That was one of four what just happened moments that happened in the draft. The first was when they traded out and gave up Travis Hunter to slide back and draft Mason Graham fifth overall, which, by the way, loved the pick. The second was when they went with a linebacker right out of the gate, 33rd overall. The third was the Gabriel selection that I just mentioned. And obviously the fourth was we were in the middle of an introductory press conference from the day two guys when they went ahead and made the trade and got Shador Sanders. And let me tell you, that was the fastest I've ever seen a press conference wrap up ever.
Wow. Why did they kind of give up on the notion? Is it just because they got so much compensation from Jacksonville to give up on Hunter? Was there any indication that they didn't want him?
I think they got the offer they couldn't refuse. They got they got Jacksonville's first round pick next year, and we're going to basically spend up here in Cleveland the entire season rooting against the Jaguars so that pick is even better, right? I can't criticize them for doing something that I said coming off of the season that they had, right, that saw them win just three games. I said, hey, go ahead and trade that second overall pick and try and get yourself a 2026 first-rounder so you can position yourself to go get one of the quarterbacks in that class, because I'm making an educated guess the quarterbacks available are going to be much better than what is available this year. And so, they take two stabs with Gabriel and Sanders. We'll see how that all plays out this year. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't work out, yeah, whatever. They've got two first rounders next year in their 2027 first rounder. They don't have to lose their way into the first overall pick. They've got the ammunition they need to go ahead and just trade for it.
Talking to Daryl Ryder from 92.3 in Cleveland. You can follow him on X at Ryder Wrong FAN. Ryder spelled R-U-I-T-E-R. You have B-roll of both Sanders and Gabriel. What was your takeaway? Because I got to be honest, the video coverage you have, which has about 6 to 8 throws from each of the guys, Sanders looks better. My opinion.
Both guys very accurate. I think Dylan Gabriel just a smidge more polished.
Okay,
he throws a tighter spiral than Shador does. That's for sure. But I got it. Like when I watched Dylan Gabriel this weekend, I'm like, okay, I understand it. I'm taller than the kid is, but I get it. He looked pretty polished out there. The ball looked good coming out of his hands on time, on target. And then you watch Shador, and there's a little flutter in some of his throws, but they get where they need to be when they're supposed to be there. So
he had more long bombs, too, it seemed.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they tried to stretch the arm out a little more for him than they did with Dylan Gabriel in some of the plays that were called or executed or whatever. And it's rookie camp, right? Like, it's hard to Kevin Stefanski basically got to run a legit mini camp. They did 11-on-11. He brought in a ton of tryout guys. They had 7 draft picks, 13 undrafted free agents, and it felt like they brought in like 30 tryout kids so that he could put a full offense and defense on the field and run legitimate 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 work. And the reps were equal right down the middle. Yes, Dylan Gabriel was first up, But, you know, he would take 8 7-on-7 reps, and then Shador would come in and he'd get his 8 7-on-7s. And they did the same thing with the 11-on-11. So it was divided equally. I can't sit here and say one of these kids has an advantage over the other, because I just don't think that's fair after a rookie minicamp. But what I can say is, after watching both of them, I get why both of them are in Cleveland right now.
What do you make of Shador from a personality standpoint? A lot of people are questioning, I mean, did he drop because of Deion? Did he drop because he was just horrible in these interviews? When I see him from afar, he actually does seem kind of like a big kid. Like, he's almost like an immaturity level there, I think.
Well, I don't know if it's an immaturity level. One of the first things he did, and for some reason, I never knew, like, going to talk to high school kids was, like, controversial.
Yeah.
But there was a media member up here that made it a controversy. I never got a press release saying, hey, in high school, actually, it was, like, you know, 5 blocks from my house that he went to talk to these kids. So I could have just walked down there. Never got a press release that he was doing this. I'll be honest with you. He came across as a big kid is fair, but I don't think that that's a negative.
Okay.
He just seems like he's just a real nice kid.
Yeah.
Who enjoys life. He understands the environment that he's in, right? His dad, he talked about that on Saturday, that he knows his dad, a lot of haters out there for him and his dad. He said most of the criticism he gets is from the older folks, which he's a little surprised by, because you would think, you know, I grew up watching Deion Sanders. I don't know about you guys, but I know what his dad brought to the table. But I thought he handled his media availability the other day, his first in-person here in Cleveland. I thought he handled it fairly well. He basically said, hey, I'm not out here to prove the doubters and the haters wrong. I'm out here to prove myself right. And to focus on what I need to do to be the player that the Browns drafted. And I thought that was a real mature comment on his part. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's got cameras to follow him around. Absolutely, I get it. The Browns have posted a bazillion Shador Sanders videos everywhere on social media. Well, guess what? I did too, right? It's what people – we're feeding the beast, right? We're feeding the content machine. So, yes, he's good at content, and we're going to find out if he's good at professional football.
Daryl, were you surprised the Browns double dipped with running backs? They take Quinshon Judkins in the second round, and then they come back at RB with Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee in the fourth round. Nick Chubb obviously on his way out, so they need to restock that room. Were you surprised two picked within the first four rounds?
No, I wasn't surprised, but it got my attention. You mentioned Nick Chubb, right? The writing's on the wall. Mm. We had Andrew Berry on our morning show. I believe it was Friday morning, and Barry just basically said it's looking unlikely that the Browns would bring back Nick Chubb at this point. They clearly wanted to get much, much younger in that room. Let's be honest about it. Running back is outside of Saquon Barkley. I'll set that aside because he got a real nice contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. But a lot of teams in the National Football League these days, they like using running backs, but they don't like paying running backs. And also, too, you know, Chubb's coming off two knee injuries and a foot injury. His second knee injury, I should say, and then a foot injury. So I get the moving on. It's hard to do that when you have a fan favorite. Fans here in Cleveland are not happy that the Browns are, at least right now, not bringing Nick Chubb back. But they're going young with Sampson and Junkins. And I watched both of those guys this weekend. And again, watch them. I get it. They look good running through bags. They look good going through the drills and whatnot. But we'll see what happens when they put the pads on, because I've seen a lot of guys that look good in shorts and shirts and a helmet running through pads.
So, Daryl, what's your last question? What's your prediction? Just your prediction as a fan and as a media member, you know, following this team. What's your prediction? Which quarterback currently on the roster will start the most games?
I'm going to say Kenny Pickett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they got him for nothing from Philadelphia. You know, they got a look at him firsthand, played against him as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, I'm in the why not. There's no expectation that the Browns could be any good this year. They're not a contender. They're not going to make the playoffs. So you got to see what you have, right? So throw him out there. He's going into his fourth year. You didn't pick up the fifth year of the contract, the option there. See what he's got. give him a runway of games. If you like what you see, you stick with it. And if you don't like what you see, well, Dylan Gabriel, come on down. And then if you don't like what you see from him, Shedeur Sanders, come on down. And basically, I think they need to use the upcoming season while legitimately trying to win games. I don't think they'll win many, but they'll try. You can get a look at each one of these quarterbacks, get them a sample size of games, and then you can make an informed decision about what you like, don't like, heading into the 2026 NFL
so
draft.
Do they keep all four on the active roster? Is that what they'll do?
No. I 2 weeks ago, I was trying to talk myself into some way that they could keep all four guys.
Yeah.
You're not getting Shedeur Sanders through the waiver wire. Let's be honest about it, right? So he has to make the team. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, could they cut Dylan Gabriel and slide him through the waiver wire and put him on the practice squad? And that's how you would keep all four guys. And I'll be honest with you, well, I'm not sold that that is realistic at this point, too. So for me, I think that the logical thing, and thank you, Derek Carr, retiring from the New Orleans Saints over the weekend, is maybe you trade Joe Flacco at some point. Not now, but at some point, maybe during training camp, maybe at the cutdown deadline at the end of August or something. I just don't think it makes sense, right? If you're trying to find out what you have in some of these young guys, I don't know necessarily it makes sense to keep Joe Flacco, even though he's beloved by fans for the work he did at the end of the 2023 season, coming off the couch and helping getting them to the playoffs.
Daryl, good stuff. It's Daryl Ryder from The Fan in Cleveland. Thanks, pal.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. All right, man. Thank you, buddy.
Coming up next, your chance to win Metallica tickets. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll play Who Said That next here on The Junkies. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back, Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Earlier, when we opened up the Junkies sports page, it was driven by Jason's favorite team.
Absolutely. It's my favorite team over at Malloy Chevrolet in Alexandria. It's the all-new Malloy Chevrolet, where they got huge spring incentives. That means lower prices for you on your favorite models. Head on over. Ask for my guy, Josh Cochran. He's the GM. And, of course, just like I did, make it Malloy, Malloy.com.
All right, we're going to play Who Said That? Let's punch up our contestants, giving away Metallica tickets.
These are big.
At Northwest Stadium, Wednesday, May 28th.
EB usually punches them up. I don't know where he is. There he is. Big, long bathroom break.
I went potty. Am I allowed to go potty?
All right, here we go. Just waiting for you. Punch up our first contestant here.
All right. Let's go to Jeff in Ashburn. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. It's Macaulay.
Macaulay.
Oh, did I hear Macaulay was skateboarding? Who's on skateboarding?
Yeah, he does it all the time.
He's like Tony Hawk.
He's like, yeah, he's silly.
He
apparently
skateboards every day.
What are you doing?
I was in Blacksburg for the Metallica show. Oh, my God, Lurch, you should have been there, man.
Don't make me feel guilty. I already feel guilty about it. I should have been there. Correct.
Did you skateboard there?
No.
No. Down 81.
I'm too old to do it every day.
Yeah, I bet.
McCulloch.
I was thinking about Val. You should see Valdez is limping because he got some thing on his foot.
Yeah, he's got a cyst.
I was thinking, you know, he's a Valdez mess. Is starting to get to that age where
things start breaking down.
You're starting to get there.
How old are you now?
Yeah.
37.
37. Mm, yeah, you're getting close.
Stare down the barrel
wait
of 40.
Wait till you hit that 4. And wait till you hit the 5s. All right, what do you got for
daily.
Jeff?
It's good.
Jeff, pick a number 1 to 5.
You're walking around like us.
3.
He's going with 3. All right, who said that? It's a little bit of everything. They're playing really good defense on me. They're really into my body, physical. I think I missed 2 or 3 open looks. So it's a little bit of everything. Who said that?
Ovi.
That is not Ovi.
Oh, McCulloch.
That right. would be CGF. Anybody? Anybody?
Nope.
Give the quote again.
Joker.
Joker.
Oh, I never would have got that.
I saw a stat flashed. In the entire regular season, he only had one game where he shot under 40% from the field. It's happened 3 games in a row against OKC.
Mm.
Now, they have a very good defense. He still scored 27 points, but they're playing really good defense. Series tied up at 2 between OKC and Denver.
You mean 8 points in 1 quarter isn't good?
All right, let's go to Francine in Damascus. Hey, Francine.
Hi, Junkies. How are you?
Hello, Francine.
Now, Francine's the one that doesn't watch the Caps. Is that right?
I
watch the Caps.
Wasn't there
Francine before?
We have?
Yeah.
Wasn't there someone that called in and said that she doesn't want to jinx them, so she doesn't watch? You don't
Not
remember?
Not Francine.
Okay.
Apparently.
Right, okay, no. I'm wrong.
No, no, but I think you're onto it. It was an older female caller.
Thought
maybe sounds
Francine,
a little similar.
Not. But I know Francine.
All right, pick a number 1 to 5. 3's off the table.
Okay. Number one.
All right. Playing it straight here.
She wants to go see the Metallica.
This is a deleted social media comment, but who said that?
All right.
They, the cheapest organization. Ain't no stacking year after year. They're going to let ends go too soon as it's time. Laughing my ass off. He actually wrote LMAOO. Who said that? They, the cheapest organization.
Oh, God. I'm taking a wild guess. Allen Iverson?
Not Allen Iverson.
Nope.
Sorry, Francine.
How about Micah Parsons?
Not Micah Parsons, but you're getting warmer.
Yeah. I know who it is. I saw the quote. I know who it is.
Who was
George
it?
Pickens.
George Pickens.
George Pickens.
Says the Steelers are cheap.
Mm. Oh, I didn't even know he did that.
Now, he says that even though they just signed DK Metcalf to a 4-year, $132 million deal.
Paid him.
Yeah, they'll pay a guy they want on their team for the next 4 or 5 right. years. George Pickens isn't that guy.
And I think TJ Watt has been highly compensated.
Right.
They just didn't want to pay you,
exactly.
George Pickens.
All right, let's go to Randall in Columbia. Randall.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Randall. 2, 4, or 5?
2, 5.
He's going with number 5. All right. Who said that? Oh, crap. Clicked off it.
What do you mean? Can you open it
Hold
back
on
up?
A second.
Are these all, by the way, are these all quotes from like the past week or so?
Yes,
quotes?
These are all things that are in the news.
All right. I'm filling for you.
All right. Name the Capital player. The Washington Capital player who said this. Quote, it's pretty simple. I'm well aware of me and my game and what I'm capable of. I can be better. Just as the team will do, I think I'm looking forward to another chance Monday night. I know there's a lot of noise around that, but I'm not worried about it.
Ooh.
Who said that?
Monday
Alex.
Night.
Alex.
No.
What did he say?
What was his last name again?
Javection.
One more time.
Are you
Alex?
From
Alex, fill in the blank.
Alex Javection.
Who is Alex Javection?
Hey, Randall, where are you from, man? How old are you, Randall?
From freaking Uranus.
I'm 61.
You're 61. You don't. You honestly don't know how to say Alex's name?
Do you know his nickname?
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Ovi?
Ovi, yeah, okay, Ovi.
Hold
yeah.
on, hold on. Now, Alex, you fascinate
Chulvetchkin.
Me. I'm sorry. I just woke up a few minutes
okay.
ago.
Okay, all right. I'm just testing your baseline. What number does Alex Chulvetchkin wear?
Oh, my God.
He's never watched
them. I mean, Randall, are you new?
You should answer this.
I watch them all the time. I've watched all the
Can you name two other players on a team? Name two other players on a team.
He's in the tunnel. Hold up. Can you name the starting quarterback for the Washington Commanders?
I knew you were going to ask me this.
You know, you should be prepared. Dude, you don't know anything.
This is Roger calling.
Hold up. His initials are JD and his last name is.
Yeah.
All right, what's his name?
He doesn't know it.
Oh, Jesus.
How's this guy get around every day?
Hey, what do you do for a living? Randall, what do you do for a living? We're not going to bet on it. I'm just curious. What do you do for
a
living?
I'm retired.
You're retired?
I'm retired.
At 61?
Yeah, what were you doing before you retired?
Watching football. Now as a contractor.
That explains a lot.
So a guy that like fix houses and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, okay. Home improvements.
So, did like a hammer fall on your head or something?
Mistakenly, I thought he was like a defense contractor first.
My apologies.
Hey, like Northrop Grumman.
If so,
Raytheon Doge
got him.
Right now,
he's one of the guys that was responsible for those jets that fell off the aircraft carrier.
I can't believe he doesn't know Ovi's number.
He doesn't know the starting quarterback of the Commanders.
Can you name
the rookie of the year?
What's the name of our professional basketball team here in this area?
In this area?
Yeah.
Washington.
Our NBA
Wizards.
Team.
The Wizards. All right.
All right.
Just curious. Just trying to see your baseline.
Wow.
What's the highest level of education you attained?
What's that?
What's your highest level of education?
Did you go to college?
A little bit of college.
It's a little bit of CC.
Junior college, though,
well,
right?
You don't need to go to college to know that Jaden Daniels, you ever heard of him?
Right, Jaden Daniels, Jesus.
Yeah. He's having a hard time.
He's saying he's watching games.
Well, I know Lamar Jackson, come on.
Oh, are you a Ravens guy?
I don't claim him.
Are you more of a Ravens guy? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Columbia. Makes sense.
All right, so he's Baltimore.
I was raised in Germantown, and I was a diehard Redskins fan back when Theismann was playing.
Right, but then you switched.
And the Hogs and all that.
Right.
But no, you just kind of lost your fandom.
Do you know who the new owner is of the Commanders?
No way.
No,
what?
Not at all.
Okay, since you love the Hogs and the older Redskins, what was John Riggins' number?
44.
Okay. Hey, did you know the Ringo drill?
We could talk to you all day, but we got to take a break.
Well, at least till 9:50.
Hold on. Randall, God bless you, man.
We still have
did
a couple
he do the
who
game?
Said that.
Did he, or
he
lose?
Lost.
He lost.
You think
okay,
he won?
I can't remember.
By the way, the answer was John Carlson.
Yeah.
Oh, John Carlson.
I guess, you know what, real quick, we'll give another chance.
All right, let's go to Billy.
I'm not
going to
win. These are too hard.
Billy.
Just give a hint.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy. I love people.
All right. Who said this?
Yeah, certain people.
On the phone.
Who said this? Congratulations on a great career. You showcased incredible mental toughness and preparation for over a decade. I love you and enjoyed our time. Keep shredding. You need to think about the context.
Too hard. These are
talking
too hard.
About somebody who retired.
JP's made an impossible game show.
Just give a hint. What's wrong with giving a hint?
I remember reading that quote, and I can't remember who did it. Who said it, and I can't remember who said it about.
JP doesn't know.
Trigonometry is easier than
that. He doesn't know how to dumb it
down. Mike Maher just told me to ramp it up. It could have been easy.
I did
a mistake. We got to give the freaking tickets away.
Everyone's ornery.
Can I get a hint? That's kind of a tough one.
Yeah, I'd say.
The hint is he just retired. He just retired. He made an announcement of retiring. That's why the guy says congratulations on a great career. And he says, I love you and enjoyed our time.
All right, what quarterback just retired?
Derek Carr, so it was John Gruden who said it. I got it.
There you go. Congratulations.
Jesus.
Not that hard.
What do you mean it's not that hard?
We had a guy who didn't know how to say Ovi's name, Cakes.
I can't speak for him.
We had terrible contestants. McCauley.
McCauley.
Clueless donks. Hey, congratulations. You win the tickets
to Metallica. That was the hardest game they played.
With special guest Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies, Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.